Okay, Oregon State Coach Mike Riley has joined us, and the Beavers are home hosting Portland State on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
Again, to ask Coach a question, please press star 1. Our question is from Lana Adrian Leeser with 1280 at the Zone.
Hi, Coach Riley. In your opinion, what makes Sean Mannion the best quarterback in this really deep conference at quarterback? What separates him from the others?
Well, I think you start with productivity. You know, he's had quite a career here, and he had a record-breaking year a year ago. So he is, over a long period of time now, he started for 3 years. This is his fourth year starting. So I think over a period of time, he's been very productive, and I think he's gotten better each year.
And secondly, with the spotlight on Mannion and the offense, your defense tends to get overlooked a little. What does your team do defensively that makes your team more balanced than, say, the naked eye might behold?
Well, I think that defensively now we have been kind of a roller coaster a year ago, but we do have a lot of experience coming back. We have 3 senior linebackers, 2 senior safeties, and 3 up front. So, and a senior corner. So we've got some older guys that have played a lot of football, and I think are good players. So I think that I'm excited to see how we do that way this year. It's been a very focused, good group in camp.
Thanks for your time, Coach.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Joel Odom with the Organian.
Coach, could you just talk a little bit about your situation at backup quarterback right now?
Well, we've got both Luke Del Rio and Brent Vanderveen that are vying for that spot. We haven't designated one as the backup, but we feel real good about the progress that they've made during camp. So it's actually pretty close competition that appears to go back and forth each day. And I think as they continue to grow and develop, they're going to be not only good backups for us this year, but viable guys for the future.
Thanks.
Our next question is from the line of Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Mike, I wonder if you could give us a sense as to your confidence right now in the offensive line. I know you were pretty concerned early in camp and so forth with Seumalo and a couple of others.
Well, we've gotten about as healthy as we're going to be at this point, Bud, so that's a good thing. And so we've had some continuity and guys playing together for a bit. Isaac won't enter in until after our bye week, sometime after that, and I don't know how soon, but that's 3 weeks away. But we have had guys come back from some stuff during camp, so we're about initially right now as healthy as we can be, and we've had, like I said, some continuity playing together for a few days, so that feels better.
Thanks.
Thank you. Our next question is from Kevin Gamble, ESPN.com.
Hey, Mike, I just want to throw sort of a fun hypothetical at you. I find it really interesting that Colorado opens its season with a rivalry game, and I'm just curious how your outlook on the season preparation would change if you guys had to play Oregon in week 1.
Well, it would definitely be different because that game for us has always been a finale or close to it. 1 year we played Hawaii after that, and that felt funny. So I don't know exactly what that would mean differently. I mean, we prepare for each game like it's a Super Bowl. They all mean something that are important to your year. So to say we would work harder or anything like that would be kind of phony. It would just make for an interesting start to the season for sure if you were doing that.
Gotcha. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. As a reminder, that's star 1 to ask Coach a question.
Do we have any further questions for Coach?
That's star 1.
All right. Don't hear any more, so that's it. Mike, appreciate your time today, and good luck this week.
Thanks, Dave. Bye-bye.
You bet. Take care.